June 2007, Section 3, Question 16. With this one, we want to complete the argument, and it looks like it's going to end with a conclusion. So, like many of these questions, this is essentially a what is most strongly supported, or what's the conclusion likely to be. And the passage says, nations are not literally persons, they have no thoughts or feelings, and literally speaking, they perform no actions. So nations and people aren't really the same. Thus, they have no moral rights or responsibilities. So they don't have moral rights or responsibilities, meaning nations. But no nation can survive unless many of its citizens attribute such rights and responsibilities to it. So you can't have your nation survive unless lots of your people believe that it's got moral rights and responsibilities. For nothing else could prompt people to make sacrifices national citizenship demands, so nothing else would make it so that you would make the sacrifices. Obviously, then, a nation, and then it ends. Now, where this seems to be going is that basically, for a nation to survive, people have to believe something that isn't literally true. And so that's kind of the idea behind this. A, cannot continue to exist unless something other than the false beliefs that it has moral rights motivates it. No, it's actually saying it can't exist unless we have that false belief. Cannot survive unless many of its citizens have some beliefs that are literally false. That's really good. We do have evidence for that. That was kind of what we said, because it says it can't survive unless many of its citizens attribute those rights, and it says literally those rights don't exist. So B is pretty good. C, can never be the target of moral praise or blame. Well, that's not really where this argument's going. It's not about moral praise or blame. And then, is not worth the sacrifices. It's not about whether or not it's worth it. And then, should always be thought of in metaphorical rather than literal terms. It isn't that it always has to be. It's just that in some situations, its survival will depend on being thought of in metaphorical rather than literal terms. And so, therefore, answer choice B is our correct response.